IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, discussing the concept of Al-Quds Day, are two important guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Yasser Ibrahim and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
And Brother Yasser Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thank you very much.
So, Al-Quds Day, the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, which was named, by the late Imam Khomeini, after the Islamic Revolution of Iran took place in Iran, but this concept nowadays can be witnessed all around the world. And it is mostly juxtaposed with a kind of resistance movement, which has started from Palestine against the Zionism, but now it could be called the general topic or general concept against imperialism and colonialism all around the world. Let's start first with the very nature of the Al-Quds Day, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Why was called Al-Quds Day, Al-Quds, by the late Imam Khomeini, and what is the importance of this day for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, Imam Khomeini, after the Islamic Revolution, the slogan that he had and the movement that was the Islamic movement, it was all for the basically to bring the justice into the society and to finish the oppression which was going on in the Iranic, you can say, like territory or the boundaries that were there. But on top of that, Imam Khomeini, because he was a global person and his personality was a global personality, and he was thinking about the Muslims and all the oppressed ones which are in the world.
That's right.
And to help them, which is like known as mustadafin.
Yes.
So basically, Quran also talks about this, that you must help the mustadafin, the oppressed ones, and to speak out against or chant against the oppression and the oppressors.
That's right.
So since Palestine was facing this oppression from 1949 and
1948-49, the start of the occupation of Palestine.
Since that time, the Muslims in the Palestine, not only Muslims, the Christians as well.
Yes.
They were also being oppressed. Their families were killed. Their lands were, were taken by the Zionist regime.
That's right.
And the Zionist regime basically occupied the lands, properties of the local people, we can say. And therefore, Imam Khomeini, after the revolution, he named the day of the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as the day of Quds, because obviously the place which is Jerusalem, basically that's the Hebrew name, and its Islamic or Arabic name is Quds.
That's all right.
So because the land itself is the Quds, the land of Quds,
okay,
and we have Baytul Quds over there, the house of Quds there. So in regards to that, Imam Khomeini named this day as the day of Quds.
We know that the critical events of the Muslim world were taking place on that land on that time. You know, as you said, the Palestinians were oppressed. Nowadays, of course, this oppression, the scope is broader and we can say widespread than before, but the case is that Imam Khomeini, I think, very brilliantly selected the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on which all the Muslims has some consensus. You know, it is one of the common grounds for all the Muslims in order to share the belief over there. Brother Yasser Ibrahim, what's your point on that? What's your take on that? I mean, the importance of Al-Quds Day for the whole Muslim world. It cannot be limited to a specific sect of Islam or a specific people. It is a thing for the whole Muslim world, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Playing off what Sayyid said, that obviously we know that particular area of Masjid al-Aqsa.
Yes.
Firstly, also we have to explain, or most people should know, that Masjid al-Aqsa is not the Golden Dome.
Yes.
It's another masjid that is in the same vicinity.
Qubbat al-Sakhra.
Yeah. It's behind it is somewhere else. Whatever else, there are some conspiracy theories around the masjid right now.
Yes.
But that entire area is Masjid al-Aqsa, or the masjid that was built by Sulaiman alayhi salam, and so on. Why the last Friday? It is also very important to understand why the last Friday. Mm-hmm. So normally, the last Friday of Shahr Ramadan is, or rather, occurs after the 3 days of Laylatul Qadr.
Yes.
Normally, right? Yes. Normally, usually speaking, so a person will obviously going through the end or the beginning of the Shahr Ramadan, obviously trying his best or her best to get close to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. The last Friday being the pinnacle of a person's manifestation of the spirituality that they have gained during the month. So it is in that particular time where the Muslims, you know, theoretically speaking, should be at the most spiritual high.
Okay.
Because they have obviously gone through the Laylatul Qadr, they've gone through the fasting, they've done whatever they had to do. And now they are preparing for the Eid. Right? They're preparing for the Eid. Eid is it's another discussion altogether. So it is that particular time where the Muslims, if done properly, this fasting and the Laylatul Qadr and everything else, the Muslims should be ready to give everything. A Muslim should be at that spiritual high that, regardless of, as you mentioned, madhab or anything else, that okay. A Muslim should be ready at that particular point to sacrifice everything that they have, because they have sacrificed throughout the whole month, the small things,
okay.
Food, drink, relationships, whatever. They sacrificed it. Now, the last Friday, like, oh, I've done this for the whole month, I should actually be able to sacrifice something bigger, which is what? The biggest thing you can sacrifice is yourself.
Okay.
So this is one of the possible reasons why Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi said the last Friday.
That's right. You mean the main philosophy behind it was, that's right, a person is spiritually ready in
order to sacrifice.
Yes. And what a big message it is, I mean, to act against.
Can I add? There is another point that obviously, you know, when we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, when we are going towards the purification, yes, and taqwa, one of the requirements of taqwa is to say no to evil. Mm-hmm. And the last Friday is very important because, yes, in the narrations, we have narrations about the importance of the last Friday, that on this day Allah does not, refuse or rejects the prayers that are made.
That's right.
By his slaves who have spent the month of Ramadan. And the last Friday is the most important Friday in the month of Ramadan. And this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the request of the Muslim Ummah.
Okay.
Therefore, one of the points is because why Imam Khomeini has named the last Friday is because, yes, this day when the Muslim Ummah all together will chant,
yes,
and they will basically request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the freedom of the Palestinians.
Yes.
Or, you know, when they chant against the oppressors of the world, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept this. And even if we are seeing, like, day by day, the Zionist regime is becoming weaker and weaker.
Okay.
And one of the things is because, obviously, Allah is with the Palestinians. And this is one of the another point, like, why it was named.
And it must be done before the Friday congregational prayer, isn't it?
It can be before or after.
Usually the demonstrations, yes, are done before that, you know, on the last Friday, and the Friday sermons are given. This also shows
significance.
So, like, the people are, yeah, in congregation.
It depends. In the Pakistan, we have, like, after Friday,
okay,
prayers. Like, when they finish the Friday prayer, right after that, the demonstrations, they,
okay,
start, and it goes for 3-4 hours, right, and after that, they move to there.
But these rallies and demonstrations started from Iran. Now it could be seen all, yes, around the world. Every year you could find the reports and the correspondence, the coverage, you know, of the news all around the world. And nowadays it is not only against defense of the rights of the oppressed one and acting against the oppression, the Zionist one. It is now a general concept, as I said, a topic for all the people around the world. Brother Yasser Ibrahim, how do you feel this concept is important? I mean, defending the rights of the oppressed people. I mean, it started with the Palestinians, but nowadays it could be, generalized to the other people around the world too.
Definitely. The Day of Quds is started, as you mentioned, with the Palestinians. It was amazing that it was one of the first edicts of Imam Khomeini after the revolution, yes, in 1979, was this call of Quds. According to history, we read that it was after the attack on Masjid al-Aqsa in that time of Shah Ramadan. We see every Shah Ramadan is an attack. Even this year, there have been attacks on on the masjid.
Yes.
And there were attacks on the south of Lebanon as well at that particular time.
Yes.
So Imam then called Ruz al-Quds, especially on that particular sense. But Quds is not only a thing for that particular thing. If you want to be or play with words,
yes,
you can say that Quds, Quds means sacred.
Yes.
And if you want to maybe have a play on words, I mean, obviously we don't know exactly what, but if you can play on words, for example, you say Quds means sacred. Mm-hmm. And human life is the most sacred thing, even more sacred than the Kaaba itself.
Okay.
Human life.
Yes.
So wherever human life, which is sacred, is being trampled on, where there is oppression, where there is, you know, tyranny taking place, a human being who has the ability to defend must defend. It is a compulsion on human beings. It's not even a religious compulsion. It is an intellectual compulsion.
Yes.
When you see someone being hurt, when you see something being done, and you have the ability to do something,
yes,
you should do something.
Yes.
And Quds, for example, at that time, if you remember properly, Imam did not only close the Israeli embassy or the Zionist embassy in Tehran. There was another embassy that was also closed.
Yes.
Which was the South African embassy.
Yes.
Because the African embassy was also a apartheid, or let's say called Israel now, the apartheid state, was because of the South African embassy. The South African embassy, the South African people are not Muslim. Though South Africans had maybe 1% of Muslims at that time, maybe less even. When Imam Khomeini closed the embassy, because they were oppressed. And obviously today you can expand it to Bahrain, you can expand it to Yemen, you can expand it to all other countries throughout the world, wherever there's oppression taking place, that this day is for those people who require assistance. Or even if you're just showing that, look, I'm here for you. If I'm able to do something, I will be able to do something.
And the concept of resistance is for sure one of the most significant, you know, concepts and promoters in the religion of Islam that must be encouraged. Unfortunately, it is forgotten. Day by day, very much we are limited as Muslims to only the rituals, obligatory ones especially, and the huquq of the mustazafin is forgotten. Inshallah, Palestine will be free one day, and all the oppressed ones all across the world. You know, nowadays we could see it in Yemen, you know, in Bahrain, Afghanistan, Pakistan, you know, in Syria, in Iraq. Inshallah, one day all the oppressed people are free. Palestine will be free soon, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen.
You're welcome.
And Brother Yasser Ibrahim for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to the program Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN/Call of Islam page. Also, a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Palestine, tomorrow.